USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House watchers wondering about the future of Defense Secretary Mark Esper as Pentagon chief now that he says he doesn't support invoking the Insurrection Act to deploy active duty soldiers to help with national unrest after the death of George Floyd, which puts him at odds with President Trump.
The option to use active duty forces in a law enforcement role should only be used as a matter of last resort and only in the most urgent and dire of situations. We are not in one of those situations now.
That is, former Trump Defense Chief James Mattis has denounced the president in a statement released yesterday describing him as a threat to the Constitution. In an extraordinary condemnation, Mattis says he backs the peaceful protesters angered by the death of George Floyd and says the president is trying to turn Americans against one another. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
In an unexpected twist concerning the death of George Floyd while in the custody of Minneapolis police last week, a new autopsy report claims Floyd had tested positive for COVID-19 in April. It's not listed as a factor in his death, though. Athletes are voicing displeasure about comments made by normally popular New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees about players kneeling during the national anthem.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
In the midst of the ongoing unrest across America after George Floyd's death, NBA star LeBron James, NFL cornerback Richard Sherman, and even Brees' teammates were among those who reacted on social media. James saying the former QB Colin Kaepernick's kneeling protests had nothing to do with the flag or U.S. soldiers. Sherman added that Brees is beyond lost. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A high-profile GOP lawmaker says protests are one thing, but looting and riots are not, as USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
As protests continue across the country after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, many people, including senators, are calling for peaceful protests as opposed to some of the violence and looting that we saw over the weekend. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says protesting is okay, but looting and violence are not.
Every American has a right to speak and to peaceably express your freedom of speech. What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens. And we need law enforcement to be unequivocal that if you do that, you will be arrested, you will be prosecuted, and you will spend a very long time in jail. And we also need systematic law enforcement targeting Antifa and other terrorist groups that are organizing, that are providing assistance. This is a terrorist assault in our country, and rioting cannot be tolerated. It needs to end, and it needs to end now.
And Walmart is taking firearms off the sales floors in some of its stores as protests over George Floyd's death lead to looting in some places. The company saying yesterday that guns will still be sold in those stores, but they're being kept in secure rooms until further notice. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.